This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What with stockbrokers and financial planners and investment advisors, there are a whole lot of people out there who will happily tell you what you ought to be doing with your money. But sometimes it's hard to tell advice from a sales pitch. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Usually it's pretty easy to tell when someone just wants your money. The extra complimentary sales girl, telemarketers who bungle your name, car dealers.
Let's finish this up. Just left out a couple of things. Rustproofing.
Rustproofing?
Transport charge, storage surcharge, additional overcharge, finder's fee.
Finder's fee was on the lot.
Yeah, that's right.
But what about financial advisors? William Percy learned the hard way that they don't always have their clients back either. Percy lives in Colorado, but he worked as a phone installer in California until the late 90s. Before he retired, he met with an advisor, and her pitch went something like this.
Hey, don't take your pension and get $1,000 a month. Take this and you can get $2,400 a month.
She sold him on something called a variable annuity. Percy thought he could live off its monthly payments for the rest of his life. But the market turned, the principal shrank, and the fees piled up.
You just didn't realize how quick the money could run out. It wasn't as guaranteed as they said it was.
He didn't find out until later that his advisor was being paid each time she sold someone one of these products.
To me, that was all she looked at, was how many clients she could bring in.
Financial services firms are able to portray themselves as trusted financial advisors.
Barbara Roper is Director of Investor Protection for the Consumer Federation of America.
They're certainly relied on as trusted financial advisors by investors, but many of them simply aren't subject to a requirement to act in the best interests of their investors.
When it comes to retirement planning, Roper says the problem is a few key loopholes in the 1970s Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA. Loopholes like advisors who give one-off advice don't have to act in the client's best interest, and brokers just have to recommend products that are suitable.
But they can recommend the worst of the suitable products, the one with the highest costs or the poorest performance.
The one that makes the broker the most money. Roper says this can shortchange people tens or even hundreds of thousands in retirement savings. The Department of Labor is planning to propose an update to ERISA in January. Lisa Blyer is with the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association, a trade group. She actually agrees it would be helpful to create a uniform standard for investment advice. But she worries the Department of Labor's update might push firms to cut back on services to less well-off customers.
The negative consequences are potentially so great in terms of not having access to somebody to talk to, not having access to certain investment options.
But as William Percy found out, access isn't everything.
I knew what she told me it was, but there is no way for the layperson to know everything. It's like, you know, when you sign your automobile contract, do you understand everything that's in there?
When it comes to retirement planning, we all need a guide. But more importantly, we need a guide we can trust. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.